Yes, I'm going to start the call. So good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is the ALAC Executive Committee conference call on Monday, the 29th of April, 2013. What an exciting week. And the first thing we're going to have is a roll call and apologies. If we could please, Julia.
Yes, sure. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the ALAC Executive Committee meeting on Monday, 29th of April, 2013 at 13 UTC. On the call today, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Tijani Benjema, Julie Hammer, Alan Greenberg, Hinalia Abdulrahim, Terry Landon Orr, Colton Samuels, and Evan Lebovich. We have no apologies so far. And from staff, we have Heidi Olvish, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Julia Charvelin. May I remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you very much, Julia. And have we missed anyone? Is there anybody on the call whose name we have not given out? No? Okay. So let's go swiftly to the review of action items from the 12th of April. XCOM meeting. I invite you all to read through those. Starting with Julie Hammer, will draft a statement on behalf of the ALAC, which requests the board to affirm its commitment to preserving the security and stability of the DNS with the delegation of the new GTLDs. In particular, the statement will request the board to review the status of implementation of relevant SAC recommendations, including SAC 045, SAC 45, as some people would call it. Julie, do we have an update on this, please?
Thanks, Olivia, and apologies that I I seem to be getting a bit of feedback there.
Yes, you seem to be getting some feedback. I'm not sure whether it's from your line or someone else's line. Could you try again, please?
Okay. I have drafted a statement which I'm about to send to you, and I think I'd like to run it by Patrick also for review before submitting it. It was a bit of a balance to find a statement that was not trivial, but and between one that was so detailed that it required, you know, a month of research. So I have got something that I think before we post it for others to look at, I think I'd just like to run by you and Patrick in the background.
Okay, thank you very much, Julie. I'll wait for it in my mailbox. Look forward to receiving it.
Thank you.
Let's move on. And the next one is the ALAC to participate in the CCNSO 10-year activities during the 47th ICANN meeting in Durban. I gather that's on the cards at the moment. Do we have an update on this, or should we just swiftly move to the next? Heidi?
Actually, this is Heidi. Thank you, Olivier. Cheryl, I just wanted to actually ask whether you have an update on that or whether I should coordinate with the CCNSO Secretariat Support.
Cheryl, here for the record. Coordination by you is perfectly reasonable, but the update I can give you is it's just going to be a probably the Tuesday night and a sort of an expanded cocktail party. So I would expect that the ALAC at least will be being invited to that. But it's the extent to which all of our attendees versus a subset of attendees will be invited. If it's open, then it's open, and that's not a problem. But that's where I think you probably need to coordinate.
Okay, thanks very much, Cheryl. This is Heidi again. Just to confirm, I'm assuming that's going to be immediately prior to the music night then.
Yeah, well, normally CCNSO does things in immediate competition with music night.
Aha.
Bearing huge and great traditional disdain for the activity. But...
Okay, thank you. Now we've
shifted from a dinner to a cocktail party. Cocktail parties and finger food tend to wrap up earlier, so it's much easier to do both. But I would probably see it, you know, running from, you know, 6 to 9 or something like that.
Okay, thanks very much. I'll coordinate with the CCNL staff on that. Thanks.
No problem.
Thank you very much, Heidi, and thank you very much, Cheryl. Next is the ALAC for the ALAC to organize a webinar on CCTLD delegation and redelegation issues, which would include members of the CCNSO and relevant INS staff. Where are we on this?
Can I speak to that again?
Yes, go ahead, Cheryl, please.
Yeah, Ms. Heidi, did you have something to say first?
Actually, go ahead, Cheryl. I'm going to call on you.
Okay, I don't know whether or not anything has been done on this. It's one of those we need to do it, but I would suggest it's probably not. Let me start that sentence again. It's time critical, but it's not that time critical. Why I'm saying that is we do need to do it, preferably before Durban, obviously, but if we carefully coordinate it, it can be after we, as the Framework of Interpretation Work Group, have got to our next step. We're currently chewing over some of the particularly indigestible bits of the delegation and redelegation. I had hoped to be able to report to you for this meeting that we had had our second pass and consensus call on some of these thorny issues, but for all sorts of reasons that's not going to be the case. So it'll be another fortnight before we can probably force closure on a couple of points. It would be far more productive to have our planned webinar after that. So what I'm trying to say is, yes, we should do it, but I would see it as an end of next month activity, not a in this month activity.
Okay, thank you very much, Cheryl. Any questions on this set of action items?
Olivier, this is Heidi.
Yes, go ahead, Heidi.
I'm just looking at the May calendar, and would the week of the 27th be suitable, Cheryl and Olivier, for that?
It would be subject to IANA staff, Keith and Bart, etc.
Okay.
I certainly wouldn't think before then would be appropriate. That or even the fortnight later.
I'll coordinate with them. IANA and Susan.
So you'd want Bart, you'd want Bernie, you'd want Keith, obviously me. Maureen should be there, and you should extend the, well, it's open to ALAC, so Cintra can turn up. It's one of those that we would want to make sure that the ALSs that are interested have plenty of warning to get to as well. You know, I think we need to have it well advertised in advance.
Okay, so maybe even the 10th of June, the week of the 10th of June.
I would think that would be a much safer option, but we probably need to promote it earlier than we often would.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great, thank you very much. So next we have the SC, which I believe would be Steve Crocker, to be allocated 60 minutes during the XCOM meetings on the Fridays at ICANN meetings. That's just something to put on the side. I probably suggest that we change this to Steve Crocker rather than another acronym, please. Next meeting with Steve Antonoff. The ALAC is to send a letter of thank you for the extraordinary work of ICANN constituency travel to Fadi Shahade. That's still on the cards. I haven't drafted such a thing. I don't think anyone has yet. The staff, just to remind me this, was it just on the departure of Steve Antonoff from constituency travel, or is that to generally also to include all of the current work that is being done, including Joseph DeJesus? Or Josefte Jesus?
Olivia, in my recollection, which is not great, I think it was for Steve. But again, maybe a note just in terms of how, you know, the efforts that they are making in general would be useful. And I'll try to see if you can even meet with him when you're in town this week. So you can make that maybe just a personal note if you'd like.
Okay. Thank you.
Cheryl here. Is it possible for you to meet with Diane as well?
Yes, if I may, Olivier. He's meeting. Olivier is going to be meeting with Diane quite a bit while he's in town.
Fantastic.
Perfect. Right. Thank you very much. Let's continue. So next preparation.
Olivier, it's Alan.
Yes, go ahead, Alan. Sorry, I didn't see your hand.
Yeah. In any letter of thanks, let's make sure we're not sending mixed messages, because at the same time we're complaining about policies and practices. So it's fine to thank the people, but let's not send a message that we're, you know, absolutely happy with the overall situation, because otherwise we're going to be sending very mixed messages with our multiple letters.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Next is Tijani.
Thank you, Olivier. I am inclined to disagree with Alan, because we will not say that the process is good. We will say that the people who are working there are doing very well their job. So we are not agreeing with the system. We are not agreeing with the content. We are thinking people, because people are trying to make our journey better. So I think that we need to thank the staff of Constituency Travel, and especially Joseph. I have another point.
Tijani, that's what I said.
Yes. Okay.
Well, I said is it's okay to thank the people, but don't imply that we're happy with the policies and practices.
Okay.
This is Carlton, and I have to agree with Alan. That's exactly how it should be.
I think we're all saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to cut this discussion, because you're all saying the same thing, and we are losing valuable minutes.
Last point.
Yes, go ahead,
Tijani, Olivier.
Point.
Yes.
Yes. Go
ahead. Regarding Steve Kruger, I don't know if I have to say it here or in any other business, but we need to decide on our reporting, on what we have to send to the board. We are advised to send advice, and we have to say that it is an advice to the board. When we want only to send our statement, our point of view, it is something. When we want to advise the board, it is another thing. Second point, also, we have to make a difference between the public comment and our advice, because otherwise we will not be heard. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. I understand that when we send a statement to the board, when it actually has a capital A for advice in there, the board does take it as advice. We do have to write that it is advice specifically. And there are times when we have not used the word advice and used correspondence, which is slightly different. But yes. The other thing being that when we do respond to a public comment, it doesn't go to the board, it goes to the staff member in charge of that public comment. That then gets mixed with all of the other comments, and it really then depends on the way that the staff person in charge of that public comment treats that information. So it's not only something with Steve, it's something that goes beyond. Alan?
Yeah, just for clarity, there have been cases in the past, and I presume in the future, where we respond to a public comment, class it as advice, and also send it to the board. So there's nothing to say we can't do both in parallel.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on. And then for the preparation for Durban, there are two action items still. The one, review the XCOM agenda and review the agenda items that are not essential. And that's Tijani to send a note to the XCOM regarding how to reformat the Thursday wrap-up meeting.
Was that decided in Beijing?
Sorry?
Did we decide in Beijing that I have to prepare this note?
Well, I see an action item there. There's Tijani Benjama to send a note to the XCOM regarding how to reformat the Thursday wrap-up meeting.
Unfortunately, I wasn't aware about it.
Yeah. Okay. No worries. I mean, that's preparation for Durban. We've got time. Yes, go ahead, Heidi.
Oh, actually, this item can wait. I just wanted to quickly point out that the wrap-up session has been scheduled for 3 hours now for Durban. So that might be something to take into consideration when planning the agenda.
Give us a bit more time, yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. Let's move on and go to the items for discussion, the policy advice development page. If I can turn to it. Okay, let's pass all of the recently adopted ALAC statements, documents, or group, and just go at the current. So 3B, statements or endorsements currently being developed, reviewed, or voted on by the ALAC. The proposed final 2013 RAA, Carlton is collecting comments at the moment. I believe there's been a call for comments that's been sent out. Do you have a little update, Carlton?
No, Olivia. The Wikipedia is up there. Nothing much has been on it yet, but I'm waiting to see comments. If not, I'm actually have a skeleton proposal that I wanted to put out. I have waited here because I didn't want to call the game.
Okay, thank you, Carlton. I have Alan Greenberg.
Yeah, I will be commenting probably not until Wednesday when I have a bunch of hours on a plane, if that's okay, Carlton.
That's fine, Alan. I'm
okay.
Happy to see you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. The statement on WCIT outcomes, that's still pending. Just can't find the time for it at the moment. The questions to the community on accountability and transparency within ICANN. The ALAC was considering drafting a statement. I think it's quite important. These are questions which are being asked by the ATRT. It is, I think, a good idea to get the RALOs perhaps to fill those in. They don't need to answer all of the questions. They can just answer some of them. Just as a little insight, there has been a discussion within the ATRT with regards to the volume of response, which has been underwhelming at the moment, and therefore there is consideration for extending the comment period. That would provide us here in at-large with time to respond. So what I was going to suggest is that we send out a note to the RALOs and ask the RALOs to respond to this. But my colleague on the ATRT, Alan Greenberg, might have something else to add. Alan?
A question for the group and for you in particular. Would you think it would be improper for the two of us to identify the issues that we think it might be important for ALAC to comment on? In other words, the things that most directly impact ALAC and the work it does. It doesn't preclude it commenting on anything else, but I wonder to what extent do you think that is appropriate, or is that trying to tilt the outcome?
Thank you, Alan. I think that as a starting point, perhaps, since we will have a chance to add to this, as a starting point, just get the RALOs to freely answer those things. But, of course, I don't think there's anything that prevents us from providing a quick intro to this and say,
I'm not talking about
points of interest could be this, this, and that.
I'm not talking about
which direction. Yeah.
Yeah. One of them, for instance, in my case, is the point that this ATRT is considering that the last one didn't. Is the policy development process working or not?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
Cheryl,
that's something that's particularly important for the ALAC to comment on. Cheryl, you have the floor.
Thanks. I was pleased to hear that there was a consideration for a little extension on this. This is one of those things, I mean, hugely important, as you obviously know, but it's one of those things that we haven't got it onto the regional or ALS's radar yet, and yet certain bits of it, including what Alan just identified, is essential to get on their radar. I would suggest not only is it appropriate for you two to reach out to the community in some email way and remind them about the web the wiki space, et cetera, et cetera, that I think you probably could put a little slide deck together or do a presentation for at least some of your regional leadership. And even their input then would constitute material for an ALAC response. You know, if ALAC could respond saying, you know, it held a webinar with its regional leaders on this subject and the following matters were raised, I think that would be a very powerful exercise.
All right. I guess Olivier and I should see if we can, if think we have the bandwidth to put something together when we're together this week, or at least decide to put something together and then do it soon after, schedule it as soon as possible afterwards. It looks like
thank
we now have
the
to the end of May, I think.
Yeah, thank you for the suggestion, Cheryl, and thanks, Alan, for following up on this. I think that actually what we can do is to take the PowerPoint slide deck which was used by the ATRT2 in Beijing and share it with each one of the RALOs. You do have to remember that this was done during the ATRT2 session with the public and not a large amount of the
Tim and Adolfo
shared. I can't remember whether it was shared. Was there? Yeah, there was a slide deck that was shared. So
I'm sure it's a good start. It may not be fully appropriate, but it's something we should look at, and it's probably a good basis.
I mean, I know how much bandwidth you have, and certainly there's not that much.
Basically, it's awfully wordy. You know, it's a necessary, Cheryl here, it's a necessary set of questions. But if I'm a busy regional leader, I'm going to look at this and go, yeah, maybe next week. But if I'm going to commit 90 minutes to a webinar or an interactive space and someone's going to, you know, seed some conversation, I'll have covered off all of that. You know what I mean? It's just...
Oh, are you saying a webinar? I thought that it would be maybe a 10 minutes on each one of the RALO calls would have been appropriate.
If you want to do it that way, sure. I'd just do one or two of them, two time zones would be perfect, and, you know, regional leaders and anyone else can come and, you know, collect the data that way. It's sort of a fourth study group, I guess.
I think the vast majority, maybe not the majority, a large part of the number of questions are things that any individual within at large might have thought on, but they're not of things that are at the topmost of people's minds and impact what we do. So, you know, who is probably relevant. Security and stability, less so from many people's minds. Issues about were the... was the board salary or remuneration done properly, I don't
sure.
think is going to hit people's radar.
Alan, all those scale of 1 to 10, you could whack on to a poll within an Adobe Connect room and you could have real data in a flash. You know what I mean?
Okay, thank you, Alan, and thank you, Cheryl, for saying your names before you spoke.
Ow! Listen, I'm not even supposed to be...
The coughing one is Alan.
And the grumpy one is Cheryl.
Great, thank you. So I think we've got a plan on this. So the action item here is to set up a webinar specifically for the RALO leads and, of course, for everyone else in ALAC. It's going to be a short webinar.
Cheryl was happy to help with that, by the way.
And Cheryl was happy to help on that. Great. Okay, perfect. That's a good one. I'm reading what's being written at the moment in the action item. So that's perfect, yeah. Let's move on. The next one is the trademark clearinghouse and IBN variants. I see. There's a question on the timing. What timing on this? That should be, the webinar should be, I would say, an hour. And let's do it the week after Alan and I come back from the ATRT2. So I would imagine let's have a quick look. The week starting the 6th of May onwards. Right, next. Trademarking also an idea in variance. Hong Chue drafted a statement. Now, there was some disagreement on some of the input, or there was some discussion on some of the input. I must say I've somehow lost track of how cooked that statement is, because there was a whole lot of discussion, and I'm going to resort to Rinalia Abdul-Rahim to shed some light over where we are on this. Rinalia?
Thank you, Olivier. This is Rinalia for the transcript. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, we are. Please. Welcome.
Good. So Hong has drafted a statement, and it was circulated. I have revised it based on the input that I heard and received in Beijing and after Beijing. And since then, Hong has responded, and Jean-Jacques has responded to her, and I have responded to her. And there were also a few ALAC members who have also provided input regarding the revised draft, which I have provided. The status of the statement to date is my revised version stands. There has been no further comments, and I actually think it's good to go.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Rinalia, for this quick update. So the one that you're speaking about really now is the last comment on that page. That's the revised version, which has got all of the input from everyone.
Correct. It is also the version that is under final draft, because I think Matt immediately took it and pasted it up top.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rinalia. So I think that this statement is then ready to go for a vote. And I think the action item from this is to just get the vote started as soon as we can. 5 days standard vote, and 5 working days standard vote, and then send it over to, and this is one question, to whom should this be sent to?
This is Rinalia. It should go to the board as advice.
So directly to the board, or the board new GCLD committee, or... So, effectively, to Shireen Shalabi, chair of the new GTLD board committee, or to Steve Crocker, chair of the board? Which one of the two would you identify?
This is Rinalia again. I think it's really important that we send it to Steve Crocker, because the new GTLD program does not handle the IDN project. The IDN project has another board working group. I don't know who's leading it, but it has 3 members. That's Thomas Narten, Suzanne Wolf, and Ram. So I suggest that we send it directly to Steve so that it goes to the attention of all the board members.
The whole board. Okay. Thank you very much, Rinalia. So that's an action item then. Start with the vote, and then once the vote is done, send to Steve Crocker with a copy to the board secretary, and I would think if we can also have a copy to the person who is in charge of this program now, and I'm afraid I've totally lost track as to who is in charge of this program now. I know that Dennis Jennings was running the IDN variance projects at some point, but I don't know who is in charge now. So, Heidi,
Dennis,
would you be able to...
I think...
Yeah, this is Heidi Olivier. I know that Dennis is no longer... Go ahead, Dejan.
Go ahead, Heidi.
Just quickly, this is Heidi. I am aware that Dennis is no longer working on that, so I would suggest we send it to staff, or I can contact staff and ask them who the current consultant is for that.
Yes. If you could please find out, then when we will have that statement done, we can send it out to the relevant people in addition. Well, carbon copies to the relevant people in there. ICANN has a problem with communication, and I want to make sure that this doesn't start going one way and then another way and then another way and ends up going nowhere as a result. That's a particularly important statement, so I thank everyone who's been involved with drafting it. Next, the new GTLD Board Committee consideration of GAC safeguard advice. There has been some discussion about whether the ALAC should be drafting a statement on this. Bearing in mind this is a particularly sensitive issue because it asks the community how to treat the GAC advice that was received during the Beijing meeting. It's one of these things as really where it's something that the board has to work out with the GAC.
As an advisory committee, the ALAC, I'm not quite sure, but if we were to draft an advice to the board and then the board would ask the committee how they would treat our advice, I find this to be a bit strange. But of course, it's the right to do so. They can ask any question they want from anyone. I'll take in a few of your comments and questions. Alan Greenberg first.
Can you put me on the list, please?
Yes,
I thought Renelia had her hand up. It's Alan speaking. I feel pretty strongly that we need to say something on some of the points here. We don't need to call it advice. We don't need to put it in as the public in the public comment period. But I think we need to say something to the board. There are some issues within the very long GAC advice, which I suspect on due consideration we will strongly support. And there are others that I think we would strongly object to. And I think in particular, if the board is going to say no to the GAC, part of the community supporting that position is important to, for them to do so. So, we don't need to pass judgment on everything, but for any issues that are on either end of the extreme, that we feel it would be dangerous and incorrect to do that, or we feel strongly that the GAC is right, and it's a policy different from what we're currently, is currently going to be implemented, I think we have an obligation to put our stake in the ground. Yes, it will be unpopular with some people and popular with others, but I think that's what we're here for. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. I think that you will find, as far as destruction of the GAC advice is concerned, there'll be plenty of people who will want to absolutely throw it in the bin from start to end.
That's easy.
That's an easy one. And
but
I don't know whether we need to add our voices to
but
Olivier, be thrown in the bin.
Yeah, Olivier, it's Alan. I would claim that those who say it's a whole piece of crap, throw it away, are a lot easier to discount than those who focus on one or two specific issues. The board is not going to throw away the whole thing. There's no way they can.
Correct.
Okay. Next is, Carlton wanted to speak, so it was Carlton and then Evan afterwards. So Carlton, you're next.
I heard Renalia was ahead of me. Is Renalia gone yet?
I've not seen Renalia on my screen.
I'm blind. I'm blind to the screen. A couple of two things. To me, the real issue is the board has decided to ask for advice on the GAC advice, and that is far strange in my estimation, given the nature of the politics of it. Whatever you say during this period is going to be taken as advice to the board about GAC advice. Whatever you say during this period. That is why I think we should sit on our hands or not say anything during this period. I think it is important for us to look at the overall posture that is involved in this operation. It is not a positive thing, in my opinion, to be giving the board advice on how to treat the GAC advice. Like Alan says, they will take some of it. Of that we are sure. Let them do it on their own. That's my position.
Thank you very much, Carlton. Next is Evan Lipovich.
Hi there. This is Evan for the record. And I think actually there is a way to accommodate both Carlton and Alan. My own feeling about this is that this is a bit of a replay of what we went through at what everyone remembers as the GAC scorecard that happened, I believe, in Brussels. So we have a precedent on something, but what we don't have is a precedent for what looks like to be a kind of shooting gallery to give the community the ability to blow off steam at what it sees as you know, how would the GAC get involved in this to the extent that it has? Alan is absolutely right that the statement has overreached. However, I'm very, very hesitant to want to get involved in this particular public comment process, this particular kind of shooting gallery. We have strategic relationships that we have been cultivating with the GAC, and in fact, on many issues, we stand sometimes arm in arm in confrontation with the rest of the domain selling community. So I do not want to jeopardize that. I suggest that perhaps that we can accommodate both Alan and Carlton by officially sitting on our hands on this particular public comment period, but have some kind of way, Olivier, either during your SOAC conversations or in other less public forms, to be able to convey our expressions on specific parts of overreach, to be able to do that in less formal methods, but still get our point across that there are some things where we support the GAC in a couple of areas where they overreached. Maybe this is the form of a letter by Olivier to the chair of the board, as opposed to something specific part of this public comment, or maybe it's just part of one of the SOAC meetings, or maybe it's casual conversations. I don't know what form it needs to take. What I do know is I agree with Carlton that getting involved in this particular pissing match is probably not in our best interest. Thanks.
Yeah, hear from me on that one. That's Cheryl.
Thank you very much, Carlton. And thank you very much, Evan, sorry. And thank you very much, Cheryl. Next is Tijani.
Thank you, Olivier. The idea of commenting on the advice of the GAC makes me opposite to any comment today. It's sure that there is pertinent comments that we can do, but what is the result, the final result? We have to think about it. What said Evan is very important. We have a very important relationship with the GAC now, and we may have comments to send to the GAC about their recommendations, but we don't have to help the board to oppose to the GAC recommendation. So I really feel that it is wise not to do anything today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Tijani. Next is Alan Greenberg.
Yeah, I'm not going to, you know, spend a lot of time disagreeing with people, but just because we selectively identify some things in the GAC advice which we know was controversial within the GAC, I don't think it destroys a relationship. I think it fulfills our obligation. And the board, if the board is going to disagree with the GAC, they shouldn't be doing that as the board decides. They should be doing that saying, among other things, the community does not agree with that, you know, that a specific item is, in fact, not in the public interest. And the absolute protection of IGO acronyms is a good example. So I just don't see it that we're going to destroy a relationship by identifying a few things, some of which people in the GAC disagree with also, and standing by our principles. But it's up to the XCOM and the ALAC to decide. I do think the ALAC should be involved in the decision.
Thank you very much, Alan. Next, we have Rinalia Abdul-Rahim.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Rinalia for the transcript. I find it actually interesting that the board decided to make a public comment on GAC advice. I sort of understand it because I think they're being put in a hard place and they're looking for possible action to help them address some of the more controversial ones. I actually think that it is somewhat inappropriate given that in the bylaws it stated that government advice has a special place in ICANN. The board has to give it due consideration. I also am heeding Cheryl's point that she typed in the chat saying that this is a poor precedent for advisory committee advice. For example, if the ALAC were to give advice to the board, and the board then opens it up as public comment to say, here's what the ALAC is telling us, please tell us what you think of that to help us make up our minds. It's fine for me that the board wants to hear feedback, but I think it's in poor form. I would agree with my colleagues on the ALAC that we should not comment in the public comment process regarding this matter. If there are specific things that we want to take up with the GAC, we should take it up with the GAC. That's my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Renalia. And I'm seeing a number of people agreeing with you, including Cheryl and Tijani. I think that the majority of the XCOM, certainly Carlton, Evan, Tijani, and Renalia, are saying let's not comment, let's not engage in the public comment. But there appears to be interest in still pointing out the issues, pick the pieces that we think are really out of place, and take this up directly with a GAC. And this could be done in writing over to Heather, the chair of the GAC, and letting her know of the disagreement. I'm equally concerned about this whole popularism way of running things. You know, raise get the population to start making noise, and then say no, saying that the people wanted you to say no, and it wasn't really you. You were ready to go ahead with things, but the people wanted you to.
This is a multi-stakeholder model.
It is a multi-stakeholder model, Alan, but I the way that the questions were asked there, and reading between the lines, it really is a case of, here's the GAC advice, we're putting it on the wall, start shooting.
Yeah.
And we'll see the parts which are being shot at the most, and we'll say no to those. You know, of course, as in any advice, there's some of it which one might agree with or disagree with, but this one, I don't know, I just don't feel it. It looks very strange. I just imagine the kind of response we would have if we had a very important point to make to the board and comment to the board about it, and then our advice would be then put in the shooting gallery, and contracted parties or other parties, non-contracted parties, whoever, would absolutely shoot it down and take it as a way to basically say, don't listen to the ALAC.
And they would anyway, if they cared.
That's a different thing.
Okay, just one quick point, it's Alan speaking. In terms of writing to the GAC, for items that they said they're deferring to Durban, that's fine. For things they've already gone on record as saying, they're not going to change their mind. The GAC virtually never changes their mind. So,
well, and this is the point. You know, the fact that we do disagree on some points, we cannot get the GAC to change its advice. We could get the board to listen to the advice or not listen to the advice. But I'm particularly concerned that the way this shows is effectively a way to weaken the GAC advice by deciding to pick and choose anything that is that the board likes, it then follows, and anything that it does not like, then it doesn't follow. There needs to be a real explanation as to why something is not in the public interest, why some of the GAC advice might not be in the public interest. And I think that it would be important for the ALAC, perhaps, to point out why some specific points are not in the public interest. But I'd be very reticent in posting this up on the village news and getting people to take rags and throw them at it. It just the way that it's set up at the moment feels wrong. I might be wrong myself, but that's the way I feel at the moment. So if I could ask as an action item that we have a look at the, I mean, I guess we've all read through the GAC advice. We've all read through the questions that are being asked by the board. Perhaps we could pick those pieces which we disagree with, have a little core document of what pieces we disagree with, and then build something from their correspondence or otherwise, or even a statement over to the GAC. I think we're very welcome to, maybe not welcome, but we're very much able to comment to the GAC. We might have not done that before, but that could be a piece of inter
discussions, and sometimes the your friends are your biggest
You see?
Yeah.
Olivier, I think it would be even better for us to do a comment to the GAC than to comment to the board. I really think strategically that's a better approach.
Yes. Thank you, Carlton, for this. Okay, so we've got a plan. Is there any SONAC call anytime soon? I haven't got the calendar in front of me. There is one per month. So this is something I could definitely raise during the SONAC call. Remember, this is just SOAC chair's call. This does not have staff. This does not get transcribed. This is just a way of the community SONAC chairs to catch up with each other and with what's going on. And I'd be ever so happy to raise it there as well. That's something I can definitely do. So maybe that we do it as an action item as well, if you're okay with this. Okay, thank you. Next, the currently open public comments, there are two of them. The first one is locking of a domain name subject to UDRP proceedings. It was decided that there'd be no statement. And the second one is also, well, actually it's the same. It's just been put twice there. I thought we had changed that last time. Okay, Matt or whoever it is, you'll have to reduce that to one. Right, any questions or comments on any of these policy advice development discussions? I think we've touched on all of them. Let's move on then. So the next thing, policy versus implementation and the GNSO invitation follow-up. Now, I have received a letter, an invitation letter from the GNSO, from Jonathan Robinson, who's the chair of the GNSO Council. It is linked to your page and to your agenda page, and it basically is discussing policy and implementation in the ICANN context. And it is going to soon send a formal call for volunteers. Maybe, Alan, do you know anything about this? Could you take us through this, please, briefly?
I'm sorry, I walked away for a half a moment, and you picked that time to ask me a question.
I knew you were not paying attention. GNSO work on policy implementation in the ICANN context. There's going to be a call, formal call for volunteers very shortly. I guess that we've been asked to supply people to be on that. And at the moment, just because that's the working group itself.
But how can we not?
First call will be the drafting team for the charter, so drafting the charter itself of that working group. And that's a first. I can't recall the time when we were asked to draft a charter jointly with
we've always been asked.
Yes,
we might have been asked but not listened to in the past. I'm not sure.
Well, if you get people on the group, then they get listened to.
They
don't always win, but they get listened to.
Let's see, I've got Evan with his hand up. Evan, you have the floor.
Hi. If I recall from the conversation from the session that we had at the last meeting that was dealing with policy and implementation, there was talk about the idea of creating a cross-community working group to develop whether or not we need another cross-community working group to deal with this issue. So the idea of having ALAC involved in the charter, as Cheryl and others have noted, is not new. But it is something that has of late fallen out of favor with the GNSO. So that this is something being done jointly is probably a good step forward, and is also recognizing that the GNSO does not have the final say in this, that if it is going to be a community-wide thing, that the community is interpreted to being something beyond the GNSO with this. And that is actually something that we need to be thankful for. The GNSO has its own ideas of where policy and implementation break from each other, and it may not match those of us or any or others. So I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of contention in creating a charter for this. But there has a potential to be some fireworks when the thing actually convenes and starts dealing with the nitty-gritty of this. So we need to be in the ground floor of this. One of the issues that was raised during the session at the Beijing meeting was, do we need to bring in outside experts? One of the panelists in the session on policy versus implementation said ICANN doesn't have the smarts to figure it out itself and should be bringing in outside consultants. I don't think we need to go that path. I think we just need to sit people down in a room and have them figure it out. But there's a number of issues about this kind of thing that are going to need to be thrashed out. I don't think the charter issues are going to be contentious, but actually figuring out how to deal with them will be. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Evan. Do we have any volunteers to start? I can issue a call for candidates.
Olivier, please, may I speak first?
Yes, go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, maybe I misunderstood, Evan. I don't read this letter as saying this is a cross-constituency working group. This is a GNSO working group for which they want to have involvement, something that's always allowed, and this time they are going the extra mile and having the chair ask other chairs for involvement.
Correct,
so
yes.
It is still a GNSO working group. That doesn't mean we don't have, it means if we put intelligent people on the group who have salient things to say, it will get listened to. They not get agreed with, but That's true of every idea.
Olivia, this is Evan.
I would then
comment that this is an area where we perhaps should assert that this should be a CCWG, not with not just ALAC input, but also GAC and other parts of the community. This is an ICANN-wide issue. This is not something that's totally within the GNSO's remit, and this should be something community-wide. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Evan. Any other thoughts on that suggestion from anyone? Alan, your hand is up.
Well, my hand was up from before. My comment is we never have resolved how we manage cross-constituency working groups. It's an issue that the board has mentioned again and again. It's an issue that the ATRT is going to be looking at. I don't think we need to bring that one up at this point. They're already in an interesting situation with the CCNSO on that subject. I'm not sure we need that trouble right now.
Okay, so I hear a suggestion that we don't ask for a cross-community working group, but we send people on this working group as soon as possible. And I gather that a couple of people here are already interested in being part of this. Namely, Evan and Alan?
No, I don't have the bandwidth for this. I'll end up putting myself on the list. So I see the emails, but I'm not going to be in.
So you see what's going on. Okay. Evan, do you want to dig into this? We're just dealing here with a drafting team to start with, the charter draft.
My gut instinct is to say if this is going to be a GNSO-driven thing, no. If it's a cross-community, I'm in. I think I'm wasting my time if it's a GNSO-led effort. I'll leave it at that.
Thank you, Evan. And I don't think that, judging from the work that Alan has done in the past on GNSO working groups, ended up sharing a GNSO working group, so that's been an interesting thing to
this happens
with.
To be an area where the GNSO has a very specific interest that is not necessarily the same as ALAC's, and we can identify that even ahead of time. That's why I'm sort of drawing a line on this one. This is an area where there is a definite fissure between where ALAC sits on this issue and GNSO sits. And so why I think even from the start of this has to be seen that is something that is driven not just by the GNSO but by the broader community, because even asking the questions in a certain frame is going to drive this in a way that is going to come with some predetermined outcomes that, like I say, really don't make it a good use of time.
Do you have anyone, it's Olivier again, do you have anyone that you would suggest for putting in that working group, anyone on the ALAC, any names that we might wish to gently ask forward? I see Alan and Cheryl have put their hands up. So first, Alan Greenberg.
Yeah, thank you. I don't...
I guess I don't agree with Evan. The GNSO is not of a single mind. It is very divided on this. You know, certainly in recent issues on trademark rights, part of the GNSO has differed very much from the rest of it. And the current position on, you know, how do you fix policy, I don't think the GNSO is very different from our position. So I'm not at all convinced this is, you know, something we're butting heads on, but you know, that's just my position.
Thank you, Alan. Next is Cheryl.
Thank you. I'd be interested in being on the list, but I don't have the bandwidth, and I don't think it's appropriate it's just this next 12 months for me to be in too many more GNSO work groups. I've certainly served some of my journeyman time in many of them. But I would suggest that this might be highly appropriate to ask Holly Raish to stick her nose in, particularly at the chartering level in the real world, that is, that exists outside of naming and numbering in the nomenclature and the internet. I've seen her work over a number of years, and I know she's very comfortable in that dotting I's, crossing T's, wordsmithing and sniping at each other environment that charter development can be. And because she's fairly practiced at that and has sort of got her appropriate armour on, I think it would be a reasonable ask. And of course, what that means is that we are seen as being interested and wishing to be engaged, and then depending on what the Charter is saying, you've then got the possibilities of next steps later. But I would suggest that perhaps approaching Holly might be useful.
Okay, thank you very much, Cheryl. So that will be an action item then to approach Holly to act as our first person in this group to follow this through. And I'll be responding to Jonathan Robinson accordingly to mention Holly to start with. Evan, are you okay with being in the chartering discussions, or you don't wish to even...
Like Cheryl and Ellen said, I'll listen in. I'd like to be part of it. I really, really want to. I would really like ALAC to assert that this should be a cross-community group. And Ellen, if you take a look at the GNSO archives, you'll see that the issue of policy versus implementation is the first time that the GNSO has been unanimous about between all the constituencies. This is an absolute rarity, so there's absolutely no record of this being a divisive issue. In fact, this happens to be the one that has brought them together. So this is definitely an issue where we have the GNSO, in this particular case, very single-mindedly, that ICANN has stretched too far on the issue of policy implementation. We have a very legitimate interest in pushing back on that. And if it's a GNSO-led thing, we are at a disadvantage before we even start. And I would add one other issue is before we go and volunteer Holly for this, well, she is absolutely qualified and capable of this. She's also going to be absolutely buried in some of the RAA and RRR related things that we're doing as well. So, in fact, the best thing we could possibly do is try and find new blood from elsewhere in ALAC. That may be too much to ask, but that's just my thought on getting Holly into this, and that she's already getting very deeply into some of the other regulatory areas. Of course, it's her call, and of course, she'd be really good at it. I'd just make that note. Thanks.
Evan, can I just jump in there? It's Cheryl. She actually earns her keep doing that. It is what she teaches. I mean, this is not her stepping into an area that is non-interested in her daily life. Her work is this work. So,
okay.
You know.
Well, her work is policy versus implementation. Is that correct, Cheryl?
IT and internet law and regulation is what
yes,
she
that's
thinks.
What she does.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
I think she can handle it.
Thanks, Alan. You've got your hand up.
Yeah. Just one last point. The GNSO did send a letter, but not everyone in the GNSO agreed. And for the most part, ALAC agreed with the GNSO majority position. That is, staff should not have implemented things which we also deemed to be policy. And staff went ahead and implemented it. So I don't see this as quite as controversial in the future. In hindsight, it's whatever you like is implementation, whatever you don't like is policy. It's real hard to tell ahead of time which those are going to be. So coming up with a rational, orderly analysis is something I think that's in everyone's favor. But anyway, okay.
Okay, thank you very much, Alan. And I think I'll cut the discussion here now. We know what we're going to do. So Holly is going to be contacted and proposed that she take part in this working group. As soon as we have an answer from her, and assuming it is a positive answer, I shall be responding to Jonathan Robertson, chair of the GNSO Council, and suggesting Holly's name, but also suggesting that the working group be made a cross-community working group. I'm not sure what kind of answer I will receive. It might be that the original GNSO working group might wish to consider turning itself into a cross-community working group, but if it doesn't, then we will work with the GNSO either way. I think that's the way we'll move forward for the time being. If Holly does not agree with taking this on, then we will have to issue a call for people, and we'll have, I guess, as backup, we can have Alan and Evan as list subscribers, and Cheryl as well as list subscribers. You can read through the discussions in the background. Alan, Evan, and Cheryl to be list subscribers. Thank you. So next agenda item is number 6, and that's the topics for our next ALAC meeting next month. That's just a quick run through. Does anyone have any specific subjects they'd like to put on this ALAC meeting? The floor is open. I see Evan has put his hand up. Evan, you have the floor.
Hi there. This actually references something in the early agenda 3A10. That has to do, in that list in the agenda on the Adobe Connect, it mentions at-large challenges in terms of who is in compliance workspace. As most of you know, I've been suggesting the idea of merging a couple of our working groups, and in fact a couple of what have turned into ad hoc conversations, and merging them into something that I'm calling tentatively the Regulatory Issues Working Group. So this would involve bringing together the work that Garth has been doing on compliance, that Holly has been leading on the registrant rights and responsibilities, and that Carlton has been doing on the who is, and essentially bringing that into one formal standing working group that would consolidate it. There's a lot of cross-pollination of issues, and there's certainly a lot of cross-pollination of people. In fact, most of the people that are listening to this call are probably on at least two of those efforts. So I'm just suggesting that to save effort, save energy, and be able to focus ourselves better, that we combine those efforts into one standing working group. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Evan. I've seen the discussion that has taken place on the email. The item of concern I have is, of course, this so far has only been happening on email. What I would suggest, before we even discuss this during our XCOM meeting or during our ALAC meeting, is to have the discussion go on the ALAC mailing list and take it from there. So do a proposal on the ALAC mailing list. I've seen some support for your suggestions. I've also seen some people saying compliance might be kept as a separate item and not mixed with the other two. There is a high amount of commonality between the different mailing lists of those working groups, but there are also some additional people who are not on one and are on another of the mailing lists, including people that are external to at large, or external to the ALAC, sorry. So we'd have to be looking at this, and I'd feel a lot happier if we could get the input from all of the ALAC on this as soon as possible. If you wish this
joining of the working groups to take place soon, and I gather that that might be at the next ALAC call if things go fast and if there is consensus at mailing list level, then you really need to send this directly onto the mailing list. So onto the ALAC. Send the proposal over to the ALAC, and we'll take it from there, and we can have an agenda item on the next ALAC call that would be, would you say 20 minutes to discuss this? Is it long enough?
I'm hoping it'll take less.
Okay, thank you. Well, we'll put 20 minutes just to make sure, and then we'll be able to catch up on other things. And that will take it forward. I see Cheryl has put her hand up. Cheryl, you have a
new item when you finish with this one.
Oh, it's a new item. Okay, thank you. Okay, so is that clear, Evan?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So are we still in number five, number six topics for the next ALAC meeting? Any other topics to add?
Yes. That's why
Cheryl has put her hand up, so that's definitely that same hand whom you had earlier, and you have the floor, Cheryl.
Thank you very much, Cheryl, for the record. I wanted to, you'll need to determine the amount of time, but I did want in the May meeting for you to call for, socialise and call for members. And it needs to be done from the ALAC, even though it will involve regional leaders for what we need to do under section fuzzy memory 5.13, I think it is, the BMECP, no, the Board Member Selection Process Committee, whatever those new letters are. The rules are so new. Anyway, I'm pretty sure it's section 5.13, because we've got to have that done before and working through June before in July, August, you form a BCEC for 2014. So you need to foreshadow that you'll need talent in the BCEC, and you need to have the short form, because it won't operate for very long, BCMP or whatever it is. More acronyms, damn it all.
ABSDT or something?
BMSPCs.
Board
Member Selection Process Committee. That's, I think, what it is. I remember the number. It's 5.13.
Right. Would you need some time, then, on the next ALAC call, then, to be able to explain
it? Yeah, if I can socialise it, and if one of you could put forward a motion to, or have a method for the, you need to motion to form it, and then the AI would be for reaching out to the regions, because obviously it needs to involve the regions as well.
So that's items for decision, then?
Yes, it would be. So Alan and I'll intro it, or I'll intro it if he prefers, and we need to actually then get the actual selection of the people on that process committee, which only has about 6 to 8 weeks' worth of work to do, and then it reconvenes at the end of the process to see how the work was done. So it sort of has two bits of work.
Yep.
And then we will foreshadow that in the June-July period, people need to be looking for talent. So in August, September, you can actually form your next BCEC, and at least that hasn't changed. It's still a BCEC.
Okay,
and that's
thank you, Cheryl.
Two from each region, okay?
Thank you. Next is Alan Greenberg.
Thank you. I'll be glad to put together a motion. I think it's important in the motion to identify the skills we want. We can't do this with people who are all new and who haven't seen the process and aren't familiar with the process. So although we want some new blood, we also need some experience. So I think it's important to word the motion accordingly. I'm not quite sure why you're saying it only lives for a short amount of time.
it oversees the whole process. So although if it's planned well, it has very little to do as the process goes along. It's nevertheless responsible for it.
People's time commitment
is
in this very beginning and then at the very end.
If it's done its work properly.
Well, I live in a hopeful world. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. So that's going to be proposed then.
That meeting.
How many minutes on this? 15 minutes as well?
Oh, I would think that should be more than enough, Cheryl.
I would hope so.
10?
No, make it 15 and hopefully you can get people get back. Because we've got a lot of new people that literally don't know.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. So that's 15 minutes. And the other topics for the 28th of May ELAC meeting? Cheryl, you have your hand up.
No, I just can't put the bloody thing down again. I couldn't put my green tick down before and now I can't seem to put my hand down.
Okay. Thanks very much. I don't see anyone else having put their hand up. Heidi, do you have any other subjects you would suggest to us?
I would suggest, this is Heidi for the record, I would suggest Durban probably as a standing issue.
That's a standing issue anyway, yes, that's right.
Yes. So far, just that.
Okay, thank you.
Olivier, sorry.
Yes?
Just one perhaps an update from the Atlas. Just in terms of, we'll have submitted a revised proposal at that time, and then also if you've heard anything from finance regarding the fiscal year 14 request, perhaps an update on
that.
Just very quick
that's
update.
Fine. Okay, so let's have that as well, yes.
And one more, would you like updates from any working groups, and if so, which ones?
Thank you. I'm not sure what working groups will have done a significant amount of work until then. We've had some updates during Beijing. Are there any working groups which you're aware of that have actually proceeded forward with things?
Yes,
go ahead.
This is Heidi. By that time, the Academy Working Group will have submitted a proposal for their pilot leadership training, and that might be useful to discuss.
Make it so.
Thank you.
This is Carlton. Can I just let you know that I have to drop off now? I have to travel to a meeting. It's taking me a little while, so I have to go.
Thank you very much, Carlton. Much appreciated. I'm in the same case as you are, so we're going to finish this call very quickly, very soon. Hopefully.
See you all. Bye.
Thank you, Carlton. Thanks. Alan, your hand is up. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Jean-Luc.
Come on, Mr. Sulu, go ahead.
I will have at least one and possibly more of the documents associated with the rules of procedure that need to be approved. Anything I submit will not be controversial, so they could be done electronically or they could be done at the meeting, whichever you prefer.
Okay, Alan, I think that anything to do with the rules of procedure would need still a short discussion maybe on the ALAC call, so I'd be party to not coming up with any votes or any decisions on there, but certainly an update from you and a call for people to read what you propose and a follow-up on the mailing lists afterwards.
Okay. One of them will be the ALS approval procedures, which are going to be verbatim from what has been approved by the board at this point. So that one I don't believe is controversial. The others may be more controversial. Thank you.
Yeah, that's fine. And thank you for bringing this in. I was going to suggest this during the any other business and ask how we're going to move forward with this. That's one of the big things at the moment. We still need to have those additional documents drafted. There's also been some discussion. Well, actually, let me just wait until any other business, and we'll move on.
If I ever get healthy, those should become quickly.
Yeah, thank you. Next, so agenda item number 7, I believe, and that's the meeting schedule for the meeting in Durban. Heidi, you have the floor.
Thank you, everyone. This is Heidi. I've just posted in the AC room the link for the Durban website. Workspace, and most of you will have received messages requesting whether your working group would like to have meetings, et cetera. We're already moving ahead. You'll go ahead and see, if you click on under the meeting agendas, that most of the meetings are already being scheduled, including the agendas. So I'm comfortable with where we are on that. What I would like to know is whether you would like to schedule meetings with any groups, AC or SC groups, that we need to reach out to. So that's really what I'm asking today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Heidi. Now, I know for one that we would have a meeting with the FSAC again. I remember one action item was that we needed to have one, and we needed to have a long meeting with the FSAC, 1 hour.
Because correct.
It was particularly helpful, and there was very good involvement. So, pretty important. Any other suggestions from anyone? Cheryl, go ahead.
It might be time to see whether we need to meet with the CCNSO. I'm just thinking a study group of country and territories should be put to bed pretty close by then. Will be either downhillish, not completed. She would love to say completed, but she can't, of the framework of interpretation. And we need to deal with, if not resuscitate or murder, the geographic by then, so geo-review. So that's 45 minutes or an hour dealt with just on those.
Okay, thank you very much, Cheryl. So that's an action item. Staff to get in touch with CCNSO staff and find out if there is an interest in a joint meeting with the CCNSO.
Specific to those topics, though, let's be very deliberate about what we want to talk about.
So specific to the geo-regions, to the framework of interpretation, and what was the third one, did you say?
Use of country and territory names. So progress on framework of interpretation, status
yes.
geo review, and update on study of country and territory names.
Territory names, okay.
Particularly with the use of country and territory names, you actually have a hell of a lot of seats at that table. You've got 5 regional seats certainly one is not, well, certainly me, but now I think it's two to three others. We, at large, ALAC actually could have a huge voice in that. As it is, you have 3 people regularly sitting at the table, but there are 7 or 8 seats actually there. So.
Okay, perfect. Next, Rinalia Abdulrahim. You have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Rinalia for the transcript. Heidi, some comments regarding the scheduling. I think possibly a meeting with the ATRT2 might be useful. Second, I note that we will have a discussion involving Sebastian Bachelet twice on Monday. I would suggest that you make them back-to-back, one on Atlas and the other one on the expert meeting strategy group. And just to make sure that our bilateral meeting with the ASO involves the RALO leaders, because I think it's really crucial that they are on board regarding that. As far as my impressions go, I think the meetings that we had in Beijing were really good. I think we should just follow that again with some additions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rinalia. Very, very good points indeed. So the ASO, the meeting with the ASO, that should include RALO leaders this time around. I don't know whether we want to make this a breakfast again or whether we want to make this a formal meeting. Let's find out with the ASO which they would prefer to go ahead with. The meeting with the ALAC and the ATRT2, very good point indeed, yes. That I think having the whole ALAC and the ATRT2 would be very, very positive indeed. Tuesday, perhaps, yes, whichever time there is. Yeah, I'll leave it to you. I don't know when the ATRT2 has the time to meet with everyone, so it'll have to be found out. Remind me the other two which you mentioned, Rinalia.
The one with Sebastian Bachelet, they are at 2 different time slots. I would suggest
these are not up to date. They're not up to date. The Sunday is not up to date yet. So that'll be the shuffling of the sessions is going to be happening later. The problem, and let me just remind you with this, the problem is the availability of people. And so let's just choose who we want to see, and then we'll shuffle the, or Heidi will do this fantastic shuffling of sessions to make them all appear magically at the right time, depending on what their own timetables are. Alan, your hand is still up.
Yeah, I put it in the comment. The ATRT will be scheduling meetings with everyone. I would suspect the bulk of those meetings are going to be on Tuesday, on Constituency Day, so it may well be easier if we can be more flexible than that. But I think that's between Heidi and Alice to some extent.
Yes, thank you very much,
so
Alan.
There's no way we're going to get away without meeting with the ATRT.
Heidi has drafted and has put in the notes that she will be in touch with Alice this week. And, of course, both you, Alan, and I will be seeing Alice in a couple of days' time, face-to-face in Los Angeles. So I'm sure we'll be able to find a solution to this. Right. Any other suggestions for meetings?
Cheryl here. I now can't put my hand up. Before I couldn't put it down. Now I can't put it up.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Cheryl, for the record. Just in response to a question Heidi raised in the chat about any meeting with the GAC, I think you should ensure you have a lunch meeting with GAC leadership and GAC leadership and whoever they want to bring along, and your executive again. Sorry, you're all fixed this time. I think that was very profitable. I don't think that you're going to get much out of a full GAC ALAC meeting this time round. But one of the things you could do with the leadership meeting is plan when you're having your next full-blown GAC ALAC meeting. They're too busy sort of licking their wounds at the moment for a whole lot of other reasons. I think they'd only be, you know, doing emails and banking rather than listening to us, where if we just have the smaller meeting, I think that's quite productive.
Thank you very much for the suggestion, Cheryl, and that's exactly what I'm planning on pushing and on asking. So lunchtime meeting again, bearing in mind that the GAC is very likely to continue its work in the with regards to all of the new GTLD applications. And as you will have seen, the GAC advice, there are quantities of names that are pushed to the next Durban meeting. So that's a lot.
Yeah, busy.
Of work. They're very likely to still be in deep in this sort of SHIT and will be not conducive to having full GAC meetings with the rest of the community. Working lunch with XCOM and GAC leadership sounds absolutely fine. Heidi?
Okay, thank you. What about meeting with the registrars?
Thank you, Heidi. I think that we have now, in the last two meetings, we've met with registrars. We don't need to meet with them at every single ICANN meeting. So on this occasion, we'll be giving it a rest.
I think that's what you agreed anyway, wasn't it, that you'd do it as required in future? Sorry.
Yeah, as required every now and then. Yeah, that's right. It's good to keep up with what everyone is doing. There was an interest with meeting with the registries. How do people feel about this here? I see Alan has put his hand up. I don't know whether it relates to meeting with the registries.
It wasn't, but I'll comment on that. I'm not sure we have a lot of issues that we need to address, but if someone can identify what those issues are, sure. I was just going to comment that I thought the meetings we had with the XCOM and the leadership of other groups, specifically the registrars and the GAC, was far more effective in terms of actually accomplishing things than our previous free-for-alls have been.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, Olivia, this is Heidi. Would you like to have a meeting with the leadership of the registrars, then, are you saying?
I did not say that.
Okay.
The meeting we had last time said we're not meeting at all in Durban.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Cheryl here. You've got your usual meeting with non-commercial stakeholder groups, so that's NCUC and MPOC. That's going to stay this time for Durban, is it?
Not sure.
Okay.
Really, it depends.
I mean, if it does,
one
great. If it does, fine. But if it doesn't, it's been a little while since you've touched base with the commercial users.
Well, that's the CSG I was going to suggest, yes. That's a very good point indeed, especially since there is a new person in charge of the BC and in charge of, I think, the IFPC as well. A number of people have changed.
To touch base with that side rather than your non.
Would you suggest it a public meeting, or would you say that a lunch with the leadership might be a good idea?
The lunch with leadership is a good idea, and the breakfast that they've done previously has worked well. We did that. I thought that was quite good. We've had a couple of those breakfasts, and I think they're a good format. That's something that the business communities, it's part of their DNA, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Let me just work this out with Heidi as a follow-up.
Yeah,
we'll work out whether we
do leaders and see what they want, but yeah.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be breakfast with the BC leadership and XCOM. It'd be breakfast with the CSG leadership and XCOM.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Or lunch, yeah, it doesn't matter, but just touch base with them is important.
Touch base with them. Okay. Any other suggestions? I think we've got already, I mean, we always say this will be a light schedule. The next one will be lighter. And I see that everyone is all too happy to add their own little bit, their own brick to the edifice to make our life in Durban another tunnel.
Keep jinxing yourself by saying it's going to be light.
Okay, I'm going to close this agenda item and move then to number 8. But before that, actually, before closing it, Heidi, do you have an idea now of all of the meetings that we want, or for the time being, you've made good note of it?
Thank you, Olivier. This is Heidi. I think I have a better record of the informal meetings. Tajani, I'll follow up with you, if I may, about any AFRALO activities. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Heidi.
Yes.
And so...
Yes, yes, Heidi.
Yes, Tijani, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Tijani speaking. We have an AFRALO call on Wednesday, and we have ideas about the events we want to organize in Durban. But first we have to have this call and to decide officially on, so that I will communicate to Heidi what kind of event and what kind of slots we will need. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tajani. This is noted as well. Sounds good. Great. So, closing this agenda item, the next one is any other business. I open the floor. I was going to discuss the joining of the working groups, but that's been discussed earlier. So any other business? I don't see anyone putting their hand up, so it looks like we've discussed everything we needed to discuss during this call. Thanks to all of you for this call. It's exactly 90 minutes past the start of this call, so we've done rather well. And we will no doubt speak later in the week and, of course, on the mailing list. So thanks to everyone, and this call is now adjourned. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye, Olivia. Thank you.
Bye-bye.